Hello and welcome to the Adrian Ross Show on the BMG Network. That's thebmgnetwork.com. Thank you for tuning in. Maybe you're watching on the BMG Network's YouTube channel or listening on a podcast platform. However you're tuned in, I am glad you are. And I'm going to start by reading a review. This one comes from Regina Bryan. Regina writes, Adrian's the real deal. Adrian presents the hot topics of the day with warmth, fun, and compassion. It is a pleasure listening to someone who cares and presents with a common sense approach. Wherever you stand politically, I highly recommend listening to Adrian. She's the real deal. Thank you so much, Regina, for that wonderful review. I am so thankful that you took the time to write it, and I'm even more thankful that you are enjoying the podcast. It means so much. And I'm going to ask others to do the same. Please leave a review. Go to Apple Podcasts or Audible or Spotify or wherever you listen that allows a review and a rating. It helps tremendously. You may think it's just a tiny thing. It's not. It is very, very beneficial and so appreciated. So thank you so much, Regina. So let's jump into today's topic, which is a serious one. I'm going to be talking about something that may seem controversial to many people. The topic is abortion. Obviously, it's always been controversial and it's always been a subject of debate, but I'm going to present something that may be even more controversial than people are used to. I am not new to discussing abortion. In fact, I did an episode not that long ago in light of Texas's heartbeat law. And it's just been on the forefront of people's minds, perhaps even more so because of that law. So let's dig in. And what I want you to do is I want you to hang with me through this whole thing, because again, I'm going to present something that may seem controversial. And if you don't lean in to what I'm talking about today, if you don't lean in to really hear what I'm saying, you're likely to misunderstand what I'm saying. And I don't want you to do that, okay? So hang with me and listen carefully to what I'm saying, because it's important. The first thing I want to say is that there is no condemnation to those who have had an abortion and have acknowledged that it's wrong and have asked God to forgive them and to repent. I never want to come across as someone who is just condemning people who have been down that route. That's not what God is about. He's a God who forgives. He's a God who heals when we acknowledge our need of Him. So having said that, let me move on to what I want to talk about. And I'm going to start with this simple sentence. Abortion is wrong. It's wrong. It's God is the author of life. And the science even reveals that life begins at conception. So snuffing out that life is wrong, period. I make no apologies for saying that. But I want to address something that I hear often from pro-choice or pro-abortion, whatever term you choose to use, people. And I know people say, there's nobody who's pro-abortion, you know, and to that I say, you know what, there are people out there who have signs up and scream out, shout your abortion, and even celebrities who get involved in that. So you can't say that there aren't people who are pro-abortion, because anybody who would say, shout out your abortion, and they're celebrating it, obviously, they're pro-abortion. Whatever term you choose to use, I'm talking about those who are not pro-life. And you often hear people who are pro-choice, pro-abortion, say things like, you know, those pro-life people, they don't want any abortion, but they, you know, they only care about babies in the womb. Once they're born, they don't care about them. They just throw them to the wolves. They don't care. And first of all, that's just wrong. I mean, I couldn't name a person who would, you know, I don't care about people after they're born. And nobody says that, okay? And we'll talk in a moment about why the opposition to life says something as ridiculous as that. But you hear that, you know, and that's a justification for them for abortion, because, you know, those pro-life people, they're not willing to help. They're not adopting kids. they don't care. And they link adoption with abortion. And so if you don't adopt, then you should sit down and shut up because you have nothing to say. Or they don't give. They don't give to these agencies, and they don't help women who find themselves in these circumstances. So, you know, they just care in the womb. They don't really care. They're hypocrites. And again, first of all, that's wrong. It's not true. And I'll get to my second point in a moment. Why is it not true? Listen, I know many people who adopt, okay? And whether they adopt because they're pro-life and because of the abortion issue, whether they adopt because they can't have children, whether they adopt because they just love children, whatever their reason is for adopting, people, there are people, and I know them, who adopt. They care about kids. They care about family. They care about these babies. They are, I mean, I know people who've adopted more than one child, and they're not just adopting people who look like them, their same race, their same, you know, nationality. All they're adopting across the board because they are people who love children, and that's what they have done. So the idea that, you know, people aren't adopting, they're just running their mouths, is just a false one. Okay. The idea that people aren't giving. I know people who work in agencies that help women so that they have the resources they need. They hold their hands and walk alongside them during circumstances that perhaps they didn't anticipate. So that argument is also a false one. It's a lie. So now to my point, why the lie? Why? The lie is to cause you to sit down and to shut up. Not only is it to justify their stand on a being pro-abortion or pro-choice, it's also to cause others who are pro-life, who are speaking out, to sit down and shut up. Go, well, you haven't adopted anybody, so you need to sit down. Oh, you're not working in some agency, or you didn't give to this agency, you didn't contribute here, so you just need to sit down and shut up, and that you don't really care. And so now you're feeling bad because, oh my, I haven't adopted anybody. Who am I to say that people shouldn't have abortions if I'm not willing to take that child? You know, that whole thing, which is designed, again, to control, to manipulate, and to, you know, alter the issue. And so what is the issue? This is where I say this may get controversial, and that you need to lean in to understand my heart and what I'm saying. Okay? Here's the deal. If no one ever adopted a kid at all, and there were all these babies born who didn't have families to adopt them, abortion is still wrong. Now, thank God, as I said, there are many people who are, but I'm here to say that one issue has absolutely nothing to do with the other. As harsh as that sounds, abortion is wrong, period. But see, the opposition to life tries to conflate the two and tries to say, well, if abortion were so wrong and you really believed it, then you should be doing this X, Y, and Z. And if you haven't done X, Y, and Z, now you, this is justification for abortion, and then you just need to sit down. Well, they are not the same issue. If I never adopted a single child, if no one ever adopted a single child, God forbid, abortion is still wrong. It's wrong if no one ever even gave a dime to the cause, God forbid. Abortion is still wrong. Do not allow yourself to be of the mindset that they want to put on you, that it's the same issue. And that mindset is that unless you're doing X, Y, and Z, then this is okay. And that's incorrect, okay? You know the saying, two wrongs don't make a right? It applies here. If not adopting were wrong, I mean, if that were wrong, and not giving to a certain agency were wrong, that still doesn't make abortion right. Abortion is still wrong. Now, again, I'm grateful that there are people who are giving, who are opening their lives, their homes, their hearts, their finances to help, to bring in, to love on these babies because they care. I'm so grateful. But again, that's not a requirement for abortion to be wrong. We've got to establish the fact that abortion is wrong. I'm tired of the opposition trying to silence people who are standing on truth. Trying to silence people who are standing on truth by throwing out these outrageous claims and putting things together that have nothing to do with one another. Life matters. God says, before you were formed in your mother's womb, I knew you. I already had ordained you. Life is there. And so in and of itself, that's a conversation that we have to have, that abortion is wrong. Okay? And we need to protect life, whether anyone adopted at all. But again, that argument that they're not is wrong. It's faulty, and I know for a fact that it is. People are adopting multiple children and loving on them and giving and serving, okay? But it's still not the same issue. It's not the same issue. And we've got to make sure that we don't allow pro-choice, pro-abortion, whatever you want to call them, people to govern the conversation and to try to justify and to try to cause you to sit down and to shut up by throwing that out and throwing that in your face and trying to make you feel like a hypocrite. They're two totally different issues, okay? Totally different issues. Now, next week, the next podcast episode, I'm going to have a guest, okay? I told you that there are people who are adopting, okay? And here's a family, a husband and a wife. They have 10 children, most of whom are adopted. 10 children, most of whom are adopted. And they also started an agency to help in adoption. Tell them that people aren't adopting. Tell them people aren't serving, people aren't giving. Again, it's a different issue from abortion, but I want to transition from that conversation, that separate conversation of abortion. We'll talk about that, yes, but we're going to transition into adoption, into the work that they're doing, and so that you can see for yourself what's going on, how people are loving, how people are giving. And I want to highlight these people because they're in the trenches and they're loving on babies. And it's a wonderful thing. It's going to be a fascinating interview. So you don't want to miss next week's episode. Okay. Next week's episode, I'm going to have this guest, this mom, because she's doing a whole lot of momming with 10 kids. And God bless her and her husband. So you'll get to meet them next week. All right. Thank you again for tuning in. And like I said, this might seem controversial. I hope you heard my heart here. I hope you heard what I was trying to say, not diminishing the importance of adoption and giving and helping at all. I'm just saying that that's a separate issue from abortion, regardless of whether anyone ever adopted or not, God forbid. But regardless, abortion is still wrong. And I also want to leave with you with what I had said earlier. For those who have had abortions and have repented, there's no condemnation in God. God heals, He delivers, He forgives, He wraps people up in His love, you know, and so there's no condemnation, but we still have to stand on that truth. And that truth is that life matters. And God is the author of life. And science even indicates that life begins at conception. And therefore, abortion is wrong. It's wrong. And so I smile because there's hope for those who have been there and experienced that. But I also come out against those who try to conflate issues that should not be. All right. So thank you again for tuning in to the Adrienne Ross Show on the BMG Network. And be sure to check out the BMG Network and other insightful, thought-provoking podcasts. Great content that we're bringing you all the time. All right. Don't forget, next week, my guest. It's going to be good. God bless you. Abundantly. The Adrienne Ross Show was produced and edited in the BMG studio. The music was provided by Kevin McLeod. Find more episodes of The Adrienne Ross Show at thebmgnetwork.com and major podcast platforms. Be sure to tune in regularly
You don't want to miss even one episode.